never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion.
She was the ANC for 35 years. She resigned 2017. She stood up against Zuma and told him to step down. Calling these days the president spineless, says not doing anything. So she's now joined Action SA, Herman Mashaba's party. Dr. Makosi Kosa. Makosi, you're back. Hello.
Hi.
Listen, I'm trying to now see, and this debate is had by many, where things started to go south for the ANC, because everyone blames Jacob Zuma, but things started going south before.
No, that's actually not true. I mean, first of all, you must understand that corruption is an international phenomenon. However, within the ANC, it started the day we did away with the scorpions and replaced them with a hawk. That's when, like, it got out of control. At least when we had the scorpions, they were really stinging. And we could see that there was a consequence. If you become corrupt and you are caught, there was always a consequence, you know? And things started going wrong from that time on.
But what I wanted to say was, you know, talking about things going south, I'm looking at the situation in America. There's a reason why Donald Trump came to power. And a lot of that can be blamed on Obama. And in South Africa, there's a reason why Zuma came to power, and a lot of that can be blamed on Thabo Mbeki. You know, he did alienate a lot of people in the ANC, and eventually Zuma came to power.
Well, I'm not sure. I would like to think that Thabo Mbeki, yes, may have contributed. But ultimately, I do think that the ANC, and probably including myself, because I was part of it, irrespective of the fact that I did not necessarily vote for him within the ANC, but the truth be told, the whole collective of the ANC is responsible for that. How do you appoint, how do you elect somebody as the president of the party who is facing rape charges? In a country that has such a high rate of femicide, of rape, of all those things. So really, I think even us as feminists, we needed to shoulder that, because probably we did not come out in the open enough. We kept on hoping that if we fight corruption, and we fight the decline of the moral fiber in the ANC, somehow things will get better, and they never did.
So if... And this is my take on it. I think if we had to fire every single person that's currently corrupt in government, our entire governmental system will collapse. Everything will collapse. People won't get grants. It'll be an entire mess. You can't fire everyone that's guilty of corruption currently. That's taking money under the table.
Let me tell you something. I think we are underestimating the number of good people that we have in South Africa. And one of those people is Herman Mashaba. I don't think that South Africa is short of the leadership.
Yeah, but he's not in government, Makosi. He's not in government.
No, I understand what you are saying. But if, of course, the constitution is there for a reason, If you were to arrest all the cabinet ministers, that would be a good reason to call early elections. So that can't be an excuse. Otherwise, we will end up sugarcoating this thing, and it gets deeper and deeper. Remember, we all thought, the whole of South Africa, probably, except for a very few of us, were not so keen on this Ramaphosa. You know, everybody thought that Cyril would come in and he will just start cleaning up and everything will get better. But things have not gotten better. Things have gotten worse.
So,
and that's primarily because even people like Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa, who was there during Zuma's time, for 9 years, he didn't lift a finger to say, I am not going to be associated with this.
Long game, Makosi. That's what we're told. He's playing the long game. But now, I wanted to ask you something.
I have a problem. Maybe it's my own challenge. You know, sometimes I have a problem with people who trade off principles for tactics. So, I think you need to strike a balance between tactics and principles.
Yeah. I've got 300 questions for you, so I'm going to get through them as soon as possible. We were watching what was happening during lockdown between Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma and... It looked like there were factions as well, you know, fighting for control of the lockdown situation. What's your take on that? What was going on there? Because it looked like the president made a decision, then he was overruled. Who's really in power during lockdown? Like, who's calling the shots?
You see, where President Cyril Ramaphosa sold himself out. To be honest with you, even myself, there was a time when the whole country was extremely excited, and I also had to say, hang on a sec, maybe Makosi, you are being irrational now. You are being bitter or whatever. And I had to look at him and I said, maybe let us give him a chance. And in fact, when I decided to take the decision to get out of politics, I thought that he was going to do something better. But what is the problem with President Ramaphosa is that when he said he said in full view of everyone, he said he will not risk anything for the ANC unity. Now, ANC unity means you are going to be in collusion with corruption. There is no way you can sustain unity in the ANC without dealing with corruption. In fact, before there can be unity in the ANC, corruption must die. Mm. And if corruption dies, then a particular faction has to die. If you wanted to hold that faction, then it's your problem, okay?
Mm. So now, once again, looking at lockdown, who was calling the shots?
Well, if we look at the lockdown, the truth is we cannot say it's not. At the end of the day, the head of state in South Africa is Cyril Ramaphosa. He has the right to fire and hire ministers. And ultimately, we are guided by this, our social contract, the supreme law of the land. And I'm not the one that likes to blame the people that are underneath. We've done that a lot in this country. Each time the Waterkloof saga, they always go for your rank and file, and they never go for the leadership. Leadership in this country never takes the responsibility. I think we need to get leadership that is going to take responsibility for both successes and failures. Mm. In this country, leadership is very quick to claim successes. But when it comes to failures, they don't want to take responsibility.
Yeah, but my point, and I'm just going to go there again, that I'm going to leave the point. But it looked as if Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma was calling all the shots. True.
I don't want it to get into that because, as you know, the ANC believes in democratic centralism. In other words, whenever the majority and the higher structure has agreed, you kind of follow suit. So here I am not going to be individualizing the ANC because the ANC is acting as a collective. Mm. And I can tell you, Cyril was there when I was fired as the chair of the Public Service and Administration, despite the fact that there was a constitutional court ruling. And he is the architecture of the constitution of this country. He never raised a hand to say, you can't do this. Mm. The constitutional court said nobody is going to be punished for voting against All President right. Zuma. But I was.
Okay. Now, I want to just very, very quickly, before I have to say goodbye to you, get to the future, because the only way we're going to be able to run this country successfully is through coalition with other parties. That's a fact. There will be no outright majority probably after the next elections. And you happy with that, to go into coalition with another party?
Truth be told, coalitions, yes, I can see that they are inevitable going forward. But what we also have to do as South Africans is that as voters, we can ensure that the right party wins. I think it's because South Africa has not come with a party that is going to be uniting all the other parties. And by the way, part of the reason why I'm with Action SA is because for the first time, I feel confident that there is a party that is not representing a specific interest groups, but that represents everyone in South Africa, even the executive of the Action SA. I can tell you it is reflective of the demographics of South Africa, and I firmly believe that if South Africans are going to be exercising their votes right, they will vote Action SA.
So tell me, EFF, you think we should we've got something to fear here? Or is it
part of the reason why I never went into the EFF is because I do not believe in their so-called radical economic policies. Maybe because of my exposure to how international markets work, I think they are living in the utopia. I think anybody who is speaking a nationalization of the Reserve Bank, he has gone past the sell-by date, because you cannot have that. We want it to be able to operate within the complex international financial market environment. And I think we have this opportunity right now. And I am hoping that South Africans will have their confidence in the leadership collective under Mashaba, and they will give him a chance, because I think that man has a lot to offer in South Africa.
Makosi Kosa, very nice talking to you. So nice talking to you. Go well. Hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.